Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions, and I'm your speaker, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy at Keen64448@keen.com for readings, and my Facebook page for messaging or for prayer requests. And we're glad to have you today. We're going to talk about our real selves. So I'd like to go over a little cosmic weather with you. On the last show, I told almost all of you about jobs. Well, it was and still is astrologically indicated along with numerology. The moon in Pisces was creating uncertainty, and it moved into Aries today. And Mars in Cancer means temperament of people could be very sensitive. There is Mercury's forming a very supportive alliance with Jupiter, which means opportunities in career. So it's still affecting, it's still moving over. So a lot of that is out there. There's going to be some really good jobs available. The moon in Aries could create butting heads, but the high end of that is pointing to the really positive side of the Aries energy is seeking love. And then we have an annual that's coming up, the Sun and Pluto polarity, which will be on July 8th. And that should take the underworld lord out of the picture. He's been very active at creating delays and uncertainty and doubt in a lot of people. And basically, about your true self, you know, you're born with your very special DNA. And there's not another person like you. There's not another person like me. There are no two snowflakes like, no two personalities that are alike. There are a lot of parallels, but not exactly alike. And that's our physical side. And your real side is your spiritual side. And it's my desire for you to reach that highest potential, and that's the purpose of these radio shows. And this is possible by allowing your spirit to take first place in your life. We're created in the image and likeness of God. Our spirit is perfect, like God. So I would like to pray, Father God, Master and King of the universe, we are gathered here together today in one mind, expecting your wisdom and your guidance through your Holy Spirit to comfort and guide each and every person with their purpose. And we welcome the assistance of angels in Jesus' name. So we need to understand that God works in two ways, in the spiritual and the physical. So both of those things happen. Last year was the physical jubilee. This year is the spiritual jubilee. And I have heard several ministers, one in particular, Creflo Dollar, who said this is an extraordinary year for favor, extravagant favor. So it's all in what you believe, and I believe the word of God. So I get up every day and say, Father, I'm ready to receive your extravagant favor in my life. And I don't think that would hurt anyone to do that, you know. So we have to realize that through life, with things that happen to us and people that, you know, people have a tendency not to follow through sometimes when they tell you something, but God is always faithful. So we have to realize that we get what's called an environmental personality. And that usually comes from mindsets. Here's a good one. When you feel rejected or inferior, you will attract that kind of treatment to yourself. You know, the mind is your greatest investment and should be the most important thing to you in this physical life to really want to be healthy. And we have to understand that both God and the devil work with our minds. They, our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions, and both speak to us in our minds. And you have to remember that Satan was first an angel, considered the angel of the morning, and the most beautiful angel in heaven. And he is a master of illusion, and he can appear as giving you partial truths, that something that might sound good. And all of us fall into it. And that's why it's very important for us to renew our mind, because as we renew our mind, we get stronger and stronger. But recognize that what you say influences divine reactions. Divine mercy comes in many forms. And there are laws. There's the law of the mind, and your mind is your greatest investment in yourself. To keep healthy, you know, we did a show a while back on the brain and what supplements were good, and you know, it isn't that God doesn't want you to have that barbecue. He just wants you to not be overtaken by anything, you know. So words are your seed for your returns. And so when you sow good, what you speak over yourself, you know, thoughts are going to come in, and the Satan, being an illusionary giant, will try to tell you that and do anything to prove to you that God's word is not true, and will create delays. When you pray for something, as Pastor John Hagee puts it, here comes the problem. There's always a problem that appears to make you either lose faith in it. And faith is our container for manifesting miracles. You can't please God without faith. You know, you have to realize that we need to believe and walk in by faith and not by sight, not the appearance of things. So we have to recognize that we are going to get an illusion showing us that maybe we're not going to get our prayer. And sometimes it's the time. In Genesis, in the Old Testament, it says, as long as the earth remains, there will be seed, time, and harvest. Okay, so we plant the seed. It's the time that gets us. Our timing might not always align up with God's timing. But this is this year. Started last year, but this year will be the manifestation of it. This is a year of God's abundant blessings and favor in your life. And all you have to do is believe it. Just make an attempt of accepting it. You know, a lot of us pray good. A lot of us study good. Receiving is where the problem is. You need to receive revelation when you get it. You need to receive the blessings of God by being open to it. We focus so much on our pain and circumstances of things that happen to us. It's like I said, humans tend to not always follow through with what they say. And you have to train yourself that God is always faithful. And he's not a man that he should lie. There is no lie. God never tells us something and not do it. Never. Nor does he violate his own laws. So, with that, now we'll take the first call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Janet.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. It's always great to talk to you.
Thank you.
I'm studying. Yes, I'm studying for my board exam. That's August 23rd, and I'm feeling some, not opposition, but inconsideration for some people that are around me, and it's upsetting.
Okay.
Let's
look at that. You're on our prayer list. We're praying for you and your study habits. And you're welcome. We'll continue all the way till the 23rd.
Thank you.
So don't worry. We got your back.
I thank you.
Yeah, it shows
I study
a little bit of disillusionment. But it is in the passing influence line, and you have a major adventure coming up, and it's on the career line. So August is a big change for you. Not only is it your board exam, but an opportunity that's once you complete that. And it shows you have the skills and you are going to be happy. And what you're experiencing now is in the passing influence line, which means it's going to be going out of your life. We're already in the middle of July. And you also have a fortunate aspect around money, which is astrologically indicated too. And I was talking about the cosmic weather with Jupiter and Mercury. So Mercury's a planet of communication. So things are going to start coming to us, ideas, opportunities concerning money. So you do have a really good future, if that helps at all.
Okay,
and
great.
You are.
That's what I'm working on.
There, you know, I received a call about a young woman who's in a new job, and everyone around her is giving her, she doesn't have the same ideas as they do or habits. And, you know, it's just like you seem like you're the only one. So, you know, there are a few gems out there. There's a few stones out there as well. So, but your future looks really good.
Thank you.
That helps.
Thank you. I've been working on it since 2003, so it's been a long time.
I know. Some people have been waiting a long time, and the Spirit of the Lord told me that it might be hard to convince them. I've seen that. And it is, you know, you just get stuck in a rut for so long, you just think you're stuck there and you're never going to get out. But I'm here to tell you are.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Absolutely.
Did I answer your question?
You did, yes.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you.
Okay, let's move right along here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes.
Janet?
Yes. Hi, Miss Linda.
Linda. Yeah. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure I was in the queue or not. I wasn't sure. I got in.
Yeah, I know. We missed you the last two times, and I'm sorry about that. But, you know, I've elevated myself up here.
I actually had to hang up and call back to get into the queue because it wasn't letting me in, just so you know, it's still giving trouble.
I called
5 minutes before the show, and I didn't push to go in the queue until the show started, and it didn't put me in. I had to hang up and call back and press one to get in the queue.
Okay.
Anyway. I know about my career. We know I'm going to get this job at Moffitt Cancer Center, and I'm so excited because I've already have my life planned. I've claimed it. My next thing I'm concerned about is my health. You know, not just my weight, but my health.
Okay, I am going to give a good tip today, so hang in there after your reading. You know, I always give a health tip if I can. And I ran across something good that might benefit you. And I felt like the Spirit of the Lord led me to it. But let's look at it. Well, a lot of things that are affecting you, it says, are related to stress. You know, you've been heartbroken over losing someone very dear to you. And being separated from your grandchildren and the fears and the anxieties that you have about the situation your daughter's in. That's going to end very soon, and I really feel that your health is going to improve. But the main thing, if you don't miss this, you can go back and listen to it in the archives. But the big thing that we need is a strong immune system, and I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. But you're very smart, and a lot of your lack of energy has to do with being, you know, the anemia problem and you need to be built up. But this new job is just going to change your luck for the better. Not only is it better money, you know, unfortunately, it costs money to be healthy. You know,
My diet.
You need a good diet.
Uh-huh.
And it costs money.
To eat healthy.
So you're
going to
be making more money.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to be able to, I just see a turnaround. Plus, I also see an ending to the stress around your daughter. When people are under a great amount of fear, it takes them a while to get the courage to act. You have to get fed up, sick and tired of it, don't want another day of it, and then you'll do something about it. And that's kind of, she's very near to that. That's going to be very close to happening now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been together going on 6 years, and it hurts. But I think I have the right phone number for his sister. I don't know about his mom, but I'm going to call his sister today. Is that going to go well?
Okay, let's look at that. Well, even his own family are apprehensive of him. Obviously, he's a very angry person. You know, and that bitterness, we don't want that, because that is now scientifically being linked to a lot of autoimmune diseases, including dementia. So, she's very discontented with him, has been for a long time, but she will try. Okay?
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless, and remember, you're in our prayers. Okay.
Oh, thank you. You're mine.
Thank you. We need all of us need all the prayers we can get, especially in this day and time. Thank you.
Okay. Love you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay.
Overview?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. I want to compliment you for your politeness. That's something that's almost died off in our society. Yeah, I don't even think people are teaching their children that anymore.
I feel the same way. It was very much alive in the South. And even now, I was back there for a while, even now it's slipping. But, yeah, I miss the manners.
Okay. Well, it looks to me like the first card is good news, and it's crossed by a sudden blessing of money, putting money in the bank, okay? And it has it at this month.
Wonderful.
Now, remember, timing is something but it's both timing cards are saying this month, so I'm going to kind of believe that. And it's telling you that, you know, these kinds of things don't happen often. You know, they're rare occasions in life, and this is for you to make the most of. Whatever amount it is, you need really good planning and really good investing and making sure you never end up in the situation you're in now. So this is your opportunity. And it appears to be coming this month, and you have a strong guardian angel over it, St. Michael.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is wonderful news. Can you answer one thing? Do you see a move for myself and
in the near future?
Special. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Probably aren't going to want to stay where you're at with that. Yes, first card. First card,
yes,
is an ace.
A good card.
Yeah. Ace of Swords, as a matter of fact, which is a victory. And it says it's good news. It's actually meant to better your circumstances, bring you closer to your family, and it says you'll have the money to do it. Again, that last card is saying analyze carefully your expenditures so that this never happens to you again.
I will be asking God for guidance the whole way.
That's it. So. That's it. That's the answer. You answered your own thing there. God gives wisdom generously, and we need his wisdom, especially today. There's so much, you know, we got hacking, we got identity theft, we just things that I never heard of when I was growing up and in college.
So many things are unsafe, yeah.
Yeah, and illusionary. You know, we can be deceived, and there's so many, you know, you need to be careful out there, even on the internet, I mean, and verify things, and because there's a lot of predators there, out there. And so,
yes, there are.
It's best
a lot of scams.
God, a lot of scams.
I
God bless
thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let's move on to the next caller here. All right. Here we go. Come on. There we go. Hello, you're on the air.
I think
Hello?
You still have me.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, it's
Overview?
Me. Okay. I didn't know if it was me or somebody else.
Okay, let's
yeah.
take a look at see what's coming
yeah,
up for you.
Yeah, job and what Lynn's going to do.
Well, remember what I said in the cosmic weather. That Mercury and Jupiter magnifies thing, and Jupiter has a lot to do with money, so there are a lot of opportunities coming up. Your first card says there's an offer coming up. It looks, and then there's two things. One is in the health profession. Another one is in your normal course of business. It's been a very emotional time for you. And there's a little bit of time lapsing here to help you recover for what you just went through and in your health. And but it is coming. It's in the present line, which means it's not a long wait. And so you're going to you're going to get money coming in here soon. It's within the month. It's within this month. Well, it could start happening. And the Spirit of the Lord is asking me to speak the blessing of health and healing over you. He himself, meaning Jesus, bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by his wounds we are healed. And whenever I get down a little bit, I visualize, you know, like when I'm in bed at night and I'm saying goodnight to the Lord before I go to sleep. And if I haven't felt good or if there's some kind of ailment I'm dealing with, I go to the cross and I look to go behind the cross and look at those stripes on his back. And you know what? I'm better the next day. And remember, our mind is everything. So you got to be careful what you put into it and what you speak out of it. So right now I'm speaking over you that you will walk in divine health and healing as a covenant child of God. You have every right to be healed because of what Jesus did on the cross. I speak blessing over your body, your mind, and your emotions in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay? Amen.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless.
Okay, so we as humans, talking about our physical side, you know, we our parents give us the size of the cup, your DNA, and then we start out in the world. We go to school and we run across bullies and we run across people that make kids are cruel to each other sometimes, make fun of something, and you start getting insecure or you lose your self-confidence. That's what I call environmental personality. And because of hardships and because of things that happen, you know, heartbreak. Like I said, people don't always follow through, but God always follows through. People let you down. They promise things that they don't, and you know, rejected love or abusive relationships. They all create a defensiveness in us and a fearfulness, and it's the way of the world. And Jesus said, "In this world you'll have trouble, but not to let be of good cheer, not to let it get you down, because He's overcome it." And it's, you know, heartbreak's heartbreak, and only Jesus can heal a broken heart. So it's very difficult sometimes to get over these things, but we do need to. We really need to. We need to know that God is with us and He's on your side. And your spiritual side is where your strength is. Everything, when you accepted Jesus as Lord of your life, everything was deposited into your spirit. Your financial breakthroughs in your spirit, your healings in your spirit, everything's in your spirit. And you connect to your spirit by faith. It is a desire to, and a potential to, by allowing your spirit to be first place in your life. You know, we are created in the image and likeness of God, and our spirit is perfect like God is. Okay, I want to give you a medical tip today, and it's about empowering your immune system and empowering it naturally. And there is a program that's going to be free from July 24th to July 31st. It's called the Immune Defense Summit. And if you can not miss it, it's on Facebook page. You can check it out on my Facebook page at Janet Thornburg, Facebook.com. And our best defense in life is always our immune system. That is where we need to make it strong. And your immune system is completely and a great percentage affected by your intestines, by your gut. So we need a healthy digestive system, and I'm a person of probiotics. Not only do I take them, but I eat foods that are natural probiotics. One is cottage cheese, and that's a natural probiotic. But this particular summit program is going to be on by some of the most renowned doctors and medical practitioners across the country, and it's completely free on those dates. After that, it's going to cost money. So Google it, check it out, and try to get in on those dates. Again, it's from July 24th to July 31. So it's going to have a tremendous amount of information on how to boost your immune system naturally. I'm going to attend, and so I wanted to share that with you today, so that you could enjoy the benefits of it. Okay, let's take another call here. All right, here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
I wanted to get an overview.
Okay. Your first card is success. The moon is in the present line, which means it's a little emotional, a little crazy maybe somehow, or some dark emotions from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But your last card's recovery, and you are going to get past that. There is a change coming up. Let me look at that. Didn't say what the change was. So.
Okay,
we're looking forward to getting things that you want.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And there's also a man here, the man next to that getting what you want.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We have spoken about an old flame of mine named Tony, and interesting enough, he reached out to me 3 weeks ago via text message, and it was very brief. And I actually told him that I am now working practically in his backyard, and that I'm going to be looking for a place to live closer to my work. But the strange thing is he didn't respond to that. He didn't respond with congratulations or, oh, wow, or anything. He just kind of disappeared after that. So
well,
I thought that was a little bizarre.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he reached out and then, you know, kind of backed up. So
yeah.
There is an
yeah.
offer coming from him.
Mm-hmm.
He had some sort of major distraction here. And it's in his career line or his money line, definitely where he makes his money. And there was a failure of some kind. And it just threw him off balance. But I'm showing something coming up here, and it's a matter of days. I'm going to say four. It's either 4, 6, or 10 if you add the two together. So 10 being
okay.
the most, 4 being the least.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Of contact from him, you mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, when
okay.
he explains it, I don't think you'll be upset with him at all.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Great. Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
God bless
thank
you, too. Take care.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's move along here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy. excuse me, it's Vicki. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Wanted
good.
To look at men. New ones, old, whatever.
Okay, whatever comes up. All right, cool.
Yeah, men.
Okay.
Primarily.
The only difference between the men and the boys is the price of their toys.
That I can co-sign and say yes. Oh, my God.
I know, huh? They are. They're like little boys, especially with women.
Yep.
You know, it's
trust
it's
me,
it, they get very, very coy.
That's probably going to be my new boss, too.
Okay, well, you're... Passing influence card is the Tower, which means up to now, you know, nothing has stayed solid. It's been ending destructive in a way. But it's crossed by the card of resolution, which means that's going to change. It's going to resolve itself. There is a new person showing up here, and it shows this month between now and August. And he's going to be generous with his money. He's going to be generous with his time and his feelings. I don't think you're used to this at all. He has stability over him, which means he's very stable. And there is a man from your past that has regrets, but he doesn't know how to fix it. He doesn't know how to approach it. He failed with you miserably. And he wants to contact you.
The little but, one or it's the car?
I think it's the little one, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling his birthday is Monday, and I'm somehow feeling his energy, and it's very strange you picked him up, but, yeah, I've been feeling his energy.
Okay.
And it, when
so that's your outlook with men. He's scared. I mean, when you've wronged somebody or you've done something that, you know, you're feeling guilty about, you don't want to face that person. You know, it's hard to face that person, especially when you recognize that it was your fault. You know, if you can rationalize that away, then you can do it. But he hasn't been able to do that. But it's really, really bothering him about communicating with you because he can't see you whenever he wants to.
No, he saw me that day, the day I was at the bank the other day just running an errand, and that's what I think prompted it. You know, started it, but anyway. But when you first did the reading, you said something about resolution. Was that the cop? Please say no.
Okay, let me look at that.
Lord, I said, please say no.
No, I think it's him. I think it's him wanting to recover this. You know, sometimes you don't know what you have till you don't have it anymore. And
yeah.
I think this is the realization that's come on him. And, you know, when you used to work in the same place, building, he could drop by whenever he wanted to and see you. Now he can't because you don't work there anymore.
Yeah, but I don't need any distractions from my job. Focus on that. And I just don't feel he would be stable enough to, you know what I mean? It just, I got to focus. I mean, I'll be friends with him, talk to him, but nah. Don't know yet. We'll see. Anything else you see?
Okay. You have a lucky time coming up.
Okay.
A lucky time. And that could have a lot to do, I think you told me that your Jupiter was in a good place. Well, Jupiter is in a very positive aspect with Mercury, and so that's going to happen now. That's not a long wait with them two. Mercury's planet of communication, it's a now thing. It's a now thing.
I think it's
you know, how we're affected when it's retrograde. So it's a now thing.
Yeah, I think it's on my Venus. So, and that rules my money and love life. So.
Yeah. And your ruling planet as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that means it's you're going to be getting stable here.
Okay. And do you know how long that aspect is in place?
Well, when we see an aspect, they can last. I'll look that up to be sure. But as a rule, they can last up to 3 weeks. The effects of them.
Okay.
Or longer, but I'll research. Remind me, send me a reminder on Keen, and I'll look that up for you. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay. Next caller. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I was listening to your show. I happened to think, oh, it's 6 o'clock my time, so. But anyway, I just got through the yard, and it's warm on you. I'll tell you that. But anyway,
well, you were telling me.
Yeah, well,
you're
well,
adjusting
no,
to.
It's cool out there, but it's just warm when you're doing something, you know.
Oh,
like mowing
okay.
the yard. Yeah, mowing the yard takes a lot of effort. So,
yeah, it does.
Anyhow, I was just kind of wondering if you can just take another look because I didn't receive that package yet, and I'm down to a bare minimum dollars.
Okay. First card is recovery. Second card is you get. I'm going to say Monday, because the Nine of Cups is in there, which is the wish fulfillment card, meaning you're going to get your desire here, and it's in the present line. So, I'm going to say Monday.
Okay. Also, one more question. I had a call from the EDD, and they want to call me on Tuesday between 1 and 3. I guess for recertification, and I was wanting to know if I'll be able to get through that, or they're going to be. Do they know something I don't know about, or what? I have no idea
okay.
what this is all going to be.
Okay,
let's look
routine. At that.
I don't know if this is routine after 6 months or what.
I'll take a look here and see.
I'm glad they're doing it by phone.
No, it's to verify things. It's routine. It's to verify things.
Okay.
There may be a question about something, but there's nothing bad.
Okay. Does it look like it'll continue?
No, I think this is the will be it. You know, I mean, for except for maybe an annual.
No, but will the will my EDD continue after that?
Oh yes, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant would they contact you again? Only like if yeah.
Okay. All right. Because I did get to see that attorney. It's going to cost me a little bit of money. And to get things straight.
Anytime
back
you
out.
Have an attorney, it's, anytime
yeah.
anytime the word attorney comes up, I see a bird flying away with money, and it's big.
Yeah,
well, they always
like
cost money.
He seems like a really nice guy, but anyway, and so can I ask and find out what's going on with the G2S Corporation? Because I texted the vice president today. And I just threw it out there. I said, you know, I was talking to some people, and apparently there's a rumor that the Navy may be waiting until October to start anything. And that's right whenever the new contracts are started again. And he texted me back. He says, well, I don't see how they could be doing that because it costs a fortune to switch these contracts. And I was just like, well, that's just what I've heard.
Yeah. No, he's glad that you contacted him. It looks like everything's okay.
Well, I told him, I said, look, I said, if I'm not making any kind of money, I got to move. I can't afford this place.
Yeah.
And then it's as simple as that.
Well, it shows your money improving.
He said he was going to update he's going to call the contracting office and update them on Monday. I don't know what he's going to update them with, but, you know, it is. They need to do something.
It's going to be okay. I'm the Spirit of the Lord is asking me to speak favor over you. Psalm 5, verse 12, God surrounds the righteous with favor like a shield. And because of that gift, favor is going to surround you on every side beginning today with protection, provision, and promotion, which means better money. Doors will open for you that no man can shut. And the favor of God will be with you in Jesus' name. Okay?
Amen. Okay. All right. But does it
Thank
look
you.
Like they're going to be starting up anytime soon with the G2S?
Yes. It shows it in the present line. So I think, you know, after you have this phone call on Monday, everything is going to start moving.
Okay. Well... Yeah, because I just don't understand why they're, you know, stalling so much. And, you know, somebody must be taking God with them or something. I don't know. I have a feeling that Lady Davina, she handled things so wrong that people are just pissed off at her, you know, because I remember one time I had gotten a phone call from somebody at the POC asking me questions, and I was like, well, this is something Davina's supposed to be answering. So I'm just like, and then I tossed it back in her court, you know. But and they never called again.
Well, there was something there was something that caused this delay of a mishandling, but that's all going to come out in the open, you know. And with this Jupiter Mercury aspect that starts today, it should start moving things. I think next week you'll see a big change. If not, let me know. Contact me on Teams.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You too. God bless. All right. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, Janet?
Yes.
That's Ardine. Oh.
Hi.
Hello.
Overview? Or do you want to ask a question?
I was get through to you on that other thing on the internet, but I just couldn't.
Okay. Well, you got me now. So do you need a question answered, or do you want me just to look?
Yeah, what do you see coming up overall, like my love life?
Okay.
Care about?
Well, you too. You know, you have... possibly a generational curse or karma around men, but that's in the passing influence line. You have some men from the past that are, you know, they still lust after you. But lust is not love. A lot of people get it mixed up, but it is not love. Lust is lust. But there is somebody new coming up for you, and you're getting what you want here. Also, you got a birthday coming up, right?
Right.
Well, there's some kind of financial windfall for you before your birthday. So that would be in August. August is going to be a good month because we're starting to wind down to, you know, entering the fall season, you know, I like Indian summer in September, which we get a lot. But you're going to be strengthened, and you're going to be, things are finally going to turn around for you. And I'm picking up something around your son. Are you in good spirits with him?
Yeah, I talk to him every other day. He's getting out at the end on December 3rd.
Yeah.
So.
I think he's come to a realization that you have been there for him. And he, you know, he was angry at you. You know, we need not to play the blame game. You know, blame this one, blame that, blame the devil. We need to stop that because it just keeps attracting that kind of stuff to us. We need to just say, okay, this happened. I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to move on. And I think that's where he is. You know, I think that's where he is.
He seems to be maturing.
Yeah. Well, see, you're verifying what I'm telling you. You're absolutely. I think he will be a lot better to you now. There, he learned a hard lesson this time. So the Spirit is telling me to speak the blessing of a godly family over you, and this comes from Psalm 144, verse 12, and it says, "Make our sons in their prime like sturdy oak trees, and our daughters as shapely and bright as fields of wild flowers." I declare today that your children and your grandchildren will be blessed, successful, smart, talented, and beautiful. They are pillars in the kingdom of God, in the church, and in the community. They will be fruitful and a blessing to you and everyone, and a blessing upon you as their mother, in Jesus' name. Okay?
Do you see a Indian or a darker white such a person?
The new person that I'm seeing? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a
sometimes there's
a mix. We have a mix here. So it's, you know,
that means both
part white, part Indian. But this is an entirely different tribe than yours. A different tribe and a different area. So,
oh,
I
see. Yeah, altar too.
Yeah, yeah.
When will that be?
Okay.
There's a guy I really thought really liked that made me happy, but can't get through to him.
Yeah, he's burdened with a lot of stuff. Well, he's on the more tan or red or dark side than white, and it says it's going to start here close to your birthday.
Okay.
August. August
yeah.
is going to be a good month.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Nobody that I nothing
now
else.
Now there is something from the past in there, but like you said, you know, he's going through a lot, but it's in and out. You know, it's not exactly on there a lot. You know, he's been coming and going, But this new person, I think, will direct you away from that. So keep me posted. You can message me on Facebook. You can, you know, I don't know what's going on with your Keen account, but just, you know, I'll stay in touch with me, and I could do an email reading if I have to, so I'll let you know, okay?
Like for my birthday? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd appreciate
that. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for calling.
All right.
God bless.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, it looks like that is it, but I want to go over a couple of things for those who may be listening. There are a lot of people who listen and don't call in, and that's okay too. But I want you to know, I want you to think about what your deepest desire is. Since I've been talking about our true self, which is our spirit, which God wants us to live on this earth, an abundant life, and by connecting with your spirit is the way that's going to happen. So whatever your deepest desire is, I want you to know in Psalm 37, verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. And when you decide to serve God, he will actually give you the desire of all to do whatever you need and whatever you were created to do, whatever his destiny is for you. We get sidetracked in this physical world by the things we can, you know, connect ourselves with, whoever we connect ourselves with on an intimate level, you take on their good and their bad. And so that's something, and also what you're connected to in the world of friendship and associations have a lot to do with what happens to you too. So we need to be aware of these things. And when you want to get results, Jesus gave us a time guideline for how long it should take for something to come about, such as a job or career, business or money. And you can find that in Luke chapter 13, verses 6 and 9. And we need to understand that sometimes that we create with our thoughts and what we speak over ourselves our own delays. So we need to be careful with that. And remember, what your physical self is a product of what you came from, your DNA. For instance, if one member of your family was an alcoholic or drug addict or obese, there's a 50% chance. If two of them were that way, there's a 100% chance. But you can still overcome that through the power of God. God has the power to reverse everything that's negative in your life. All you need to do is have faith in him. And you need to understand that what thoughts, visions, and dreams are impossible to put out of your mind, that God will speak to us in various ways. He will give us thoughts, visions, and dreams. And your job is to recognize when it's God's message and when it's not. And the trick to that is if it lines up with the Word of God. I believe with all my heart that the Word of God is true. God speaks to me in the Word. He has since I was 7 years old. And it's just, if it doesn't line up with that, it's not him. And that's how you tell. And I hope everyone has an enjoyable remainder of the summer. We will be on next month. And remember that God loves you. He's not mad at you, and it's not him that's reminding you of your sins. It's the devil that reminds you of your sins and instills guilt and fear and all those things that don't come from God. And I'll look forward to hearing from everyone again next month. And be blessed and know that you are loved. Father God, we praise you for your wisdom, your grace, and all that you have done for us already through your Son Jesus on the cross. Help us to have the grace of great faith to serve you and to serve others in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I will see you next month, folks. Thank you, and thank you for calling in. Bye now.